Right, our next guest you won't be able to watch on the webcams because Adam, who normally presses the buttons, has got a throat infection and he's off. And apparently there's nobody else who can do it. Nobody else. Once Adam is off, that's it. There's nobody else who can do it.
I think that's because Adam also does the roster for cover, sickness cover for himself.
It's ridiculous. What a joke. 2 weeks left and it's like, oh yeah, Adam's can't come in today. So who's doing it? I said. And Ali goes, no one. Well, what do you mean no one? Why they just assign someone else? Don't know. Anyway, so thank God this morning's guests are a bunch of strippers and they'll be completely naked.
Woo!
And the names are Martin, Paul, Tony.
The Chris Moyle Show.
I'm joking.
Time for us to go.
Not Tony.
No,
it's Phil.
Tony.
BBC Radio 1.
Please welcome, and it'll be his official full name, Danny from the Script. Our mystery guest, Danny from the Script.
Hey!
What's the crack? What's the crack? Hey, where are we? You here for the dog too?
Okay, go on. That doesn't matter.
Follow for that one again.
How are you, sir?
I'm really, really good. Good to be back.
You look very well.
Mm. Thank you very much.
You know, you're a rubbish rock star, really.
Why?
Because you're way too perky first thing in the morning.
way too perky for the morning. Yeah. I'm just glad to be part of your, you know, the last 10 shows and stuff
God
like that
love
as well.
You. Thank you very much. I mean, Danny's giving me a present, by the way, and I think every guest that comes in the next 2 weeks should give me a present.
Yeah.
You know, coincidentally, it's Danny's new album.
It's the best present you could give.
It just happens to be.
Which is
that wasn't a present, by the way. You actually stole that from me.
No, you gave it to me.
You're going to have it up on YouTube by the end of the show.
It's number three. That's the name of the album.
Yeah.
Which is very clever. Mm. This is following the success of the last album. What was that called again?
Yeah, number two.
Number two, that was it. And you're telling me it was.
Two-star reviews to follow all the way around.
But this is nice, number three. I like it. And it's the brand new one. When is this out?
It's out in about a week.
Oh.
Yeah, a week.
Very exciting.
Week Sunday.
So this is the new album from Danny and the Boys. It's nice. This is the double CD deluxe edition.
Oh, yeah.
Which includes Hall of Fame.
That's right.
That's track three in the album. And do you know who's on that, Dave?
No.
He's collaborated with somebody. Have a guess. I'll give you three guesses who he's collaborated with on this track.
On Hall of Fame?
Yeah, have a think. You know what? Who had Danny been hanging out with and got into a talk about collaborating?
All the famous people in the world, who did we manage to?
Was it Jesse J?
No, it's a man.
Was it will.i.am?
Correct, will.i.am. Right, now let me ask you a question, and I want you to be completely honest.
Right.
Whose idea was the collaboration?
It was actually Mark, our guitarist, idea. We had I'd been on the Voice, and maybe the last 2 weeks, I've been actually just showing him a lot of demos, and this was actually track three. We played Hall of Fame, and Will was like, "That's dope. Can I have that for my album?" And we were like, "No, you can't. That's supposed to be our first single." So Mark basically turned around and said, "Well, you know, why don't we both jump on it, and we'll have it as our first single, and you guys, Will then gets to be on the song too."
Yeah.
So it was either we just take it, do it ourselves, or Will takes it, does it on his. So yeah.
So he said, "Great, I'll do it. I'll be."
Well,
on
he
it.
Said no. He said he'd do it, but it took us ages to try and get him into the studio.
Now,
just because he's so busy.
That's the question I was about to ask.
Okay.
Okay. So he goes, "I'll do it.
Yeah.
I'll do it." And you went, "Great. Well, let's hit
when."
Hit me with some dates when you can get in the studio. We'll get in the studio. Then you don't hear from him at all.
No, I hit him with a head. I went to go straight on knocking on his door in his dressing room.
Right.
And I basically just turned around to him and said, "So when are we going to get the song done?" And he said, "Well, we can do it. Maybe we get it done by tomorrow." And I said, "Well, what are you doing now?" He says, "Nothing." So I said, "Right, well, jump in the car with you." And we literally head to his hotel room where he has a recording studio.
Brilliant.
In his hotel room. And I literally got him in a verbal head. Like I said, "Now you're going to do this now," because that's the worst thing. I mean, you have Irish relations, so you know what it's like to promise an Irish person, you know,
well,
come back anytime. Yeah, just give us the time and the date and I'll be there.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was, you know, kind of a little bit of a, as I said, a verbal headlock, but got him into the studio and, you know, literally about two and a half hours later, we had the song.
And had you not grabbed him then, it could have been weeks, months, or
it could have been Tom Jones standing in the Hall of Fame.
Well, listen, I'm trying to do something with Will.
Okay.
And I text him the other day going, "Oi." That was my text. "Oi."
Oh, oi.
And I woke up, Sunday morning to receive a text from him saying, I'm sorry. He does have a good excuse. What with crashing the car and working with NASA on a Mars project.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, yeah, well, fair enough.
He's a busy boy.
But you got him, and that's the best way to do it.
Yeah, he's and after the car crash as well, I text him just to make sure him and Cheryl were all right. And
did he reply?
Yeah.
Oh, so did I, but he didn't bother replying.
Yeah.
He obviously loves you more than
just
me.
Just goes to show.
I'm sorry.
This is dope.
This is dope.
And you're doing the next series of The Voice?
I'd love to if they'll have me back.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you had signed up.
Oh, no, I haven't signed anything yet.
Has anybody signed? I thought Jessie had signed up.
No, I believe she tweeted saying I'm back. But yeah. I haven't...
Because the press said that she was back definitely for next series.
I haven't signed anything yet.
Do you think there's a chance they might drop you?
I don't know. I think I haven't done a bad job over the past year or so, you know.
I thought you were very good.
Getting up early in the morning.
I think you're very good on The Voice.
Did you? Yeah.
Yeah. I think all four should come back. If all four can bear each other.
Yeah.
Because I've heard you're very... I'm very demanding.
Yeah. I've been teaching you a thing or two, you know. I mean, you got 2 weeks left now and then you're stepping into my world.
Well,
groupies, well, singing every night, that. Trying to look after your voice, you know.
Yeah, what tips can you give me for being on tour?
Tips on tour.
Do you have to look after your voice when you're on tour?
Yeah, all the time. So it's like, the worst because everybody else in the band gets to party like rock stars except for the lead singer.
Right.
Because it's either that or I'm on like This Morning or, you know, Loose Women sounding like, sound like a bag of cats really.
Because you've got to look after your voice.
Yeah. I got to keep be able to keep, you know, hit the high notes and how to save a life, you know.
and payphone, that's high. When you sing payphone,
yeah, that's
as well,
really
that's
high.
I'm at a payphone trying to call home.
God, love it. Well, I hope you come back on The Voice. Mind you, I have to say that if you don't, I'll be available.
Yeah, you will actually. Yeah.
I can do it. You know,
I'm dying to come now see you. I'll be front row.
I don't know.
Literally
don't,
front row.
No. Don't bother. It's very, very weird. Hey, do you know the nice thing is, though, it's going to be infuriating for you, actually, going back to do the second series of The Voice, because Tom Jones will be like, oh, nice to meet you, what do you do? And you're going to have to remind him again.
Daniel
He'll be like, I like this show, this is good. What's your name again? Will I Am. Nice to meet you.
What's this Irish guy? There he is. Yeah. There he is.
We've got Will I Am, there he is, and who's she? did he not want to do anything with Tom?
I would have loved to have. He's got a song called Tower of Song, Leonard Cohen song that he did a duet with. I would have loved to have duetted with him. He's actually playing in Marley Park, which is a park just down the road from where I live and grew up. So I was looking forward to doing that, but it all kind of fell through.
And did you ask Jessie and she said no?
No, we want to get in the studio together.
All right.
Yeah, absolutely.
You had to get her in a headlock as well. Good luck, though, with Jessie. Good luck. You try and get her in a headlock.
Me in a headlock, man.
She'll pin you down on the
figure
floor.
Figure four, yeah.
Right.
I'll be tapping out.
Wowzers. And the rest of the boys are all right?
Yeah, lovely. Yeah, as I said, we've, you know, Hall of Fame literally went in straight in at number two yesterday on iTunes.
Wow.
So I just want to say thank you to everybody who's gotten us there so far.
And is that the video where we got the same jacket?
Yeah, you're wearing, yes, exactly, yeah.
Which one?
Well, apparently,
we're wearing like a blue, it's like a blue kind of checky.
Right.
Let me find. Mine's not checky. I'm going to find the video.
Have a look.
I want to see if we look similar.
We look a lot alike.
Do we look?
You're a little bit thinner than
me. Do we look like brothers?
We do look like brothers.
Brothers.
Brothers in arms.
Hall of Fame
plus Will plus I Am plus O'Donoghue plus.
I put, hang on a sec. Sorry. Right. The script.
Yeah.
How to save a life.
Yeah.
Right. Why
is it not coming up? I wonder.
How weird.
Why? It's not letting me type anything in. Oh, hang on a sec.
No, gone. How come all these porn names keep coming up as you're typing away? What do you normally be doing?
Clear history.
What do you normally do? Yeah, you need to... you need to reset your
there
Safari.
There are proper gremlins in the system.
I'm trying to type in Hall of Fame and it's coming up with Dungeon of Handcuffs. Who's been using this before?
Dominic, I think.
Grimmy. Right.
Balls of what?
What? Say what?
Great balls of what?
Fire! Okay, so what else are you up to? So the song, the album is out in a week.
Album's out in a week.
The song is out now.
The song is out, yeah, it literally came out yesterday. And we've got the tour. We just got back from America, where we released the song over there too.
Which one?
It's soon. Same
one.
Hall of Fame, yeah. So it's gone really well over there. And we've got a new world tour, which is going to be kicking off in about 2 weeks' time, straight after the album drops. Put the tickets out on sale, so I'm like, fingers crossed.
Very clever.
Yeah.
And when's your world tour?
Kicks off in Cork, actually, literally in about 3 days' time.
Oh, it always kicks off in Cork.
Hey!
Cork.
Oh, aren't you a good thing? So you're happy?
Yeah, really happy. Yeah, I'm tired, but I'm really happy.
When do you get to have a break?
Straight after the show.
Oh, really?
So we got the rest of the day off then?
No, just interviews the whole day. We've got these things called ISDNs, which are, we basically sit in a room, we talk to DJs all around the world for the whole day. So it's going to be pretty fun.
And that's till when? Like 6 o'clock?
About 6 o'clock tonight. And then we drive to Manchester, and then we do the BBC News tomorrow morning, and then I fly straight to Cork.
Oh my God.
Then it's Cork, Dublin, London.
And then the tour starts then?
Yeah, then Cork,
really?
London, Dublin. Well, it's a small mini tour just to kind of celebrate the release of the album. Okay. Yeah, so we're doing like these really obviously small places like Shepherd's Bush and places like that. Which it's going to be great to play all the new stuff, play obviously to fans, and they can literally catch the sweat from our faces.
I love that. Well, I'm looking into doing a tour. My own tour.
Really, yeah.
Yeah.
I never wanted to take you seriously.
Everything I say is serious. Everything. Yeah. I'm thinking about going on tour.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, what are you going to sing? What style of music? If you're going to release an album, what's the style of music?
I'm releasing an album.
What's the style of music, then?
It's parody stuff. It's like parody. Do you know the most embarrassing thing when people ask me about this? I've already had one album out, but no one knows. I released an album 3 years ago.
I don't know, genuinely, do you have a copy of it? I gave you a copy of mine.
Have I got a copy? I've got a warehouse full of them. Are you serious?
Yeah. 6,000 in pallets.
We sold 150,000 copies. I've got 149,000 in a lockup in Wandsworth.
That's because you didn't have the script on it, in fairness.
Well, I'm telling you. Well, do you want... I'm looking for a guest vocalist.
I will, absolutely. I'd love to.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'd love to. And what's the song?
What key do you sing in?
Any key, front door key, back door key.
Let's not talk about the back door key. Hang on a second. I can get you to do it on your lunch break today.
Yeah, we could do it.
Will you have a lunch break between all these interviews?
Yeah, between like farting and going to the toilet. I have something.
Right, let's do that.
Some resemblance.
I'm serious.
Yeah.
Why did we do it?
What's the song?
How great is the song? Okay, well, I don't want to give too much away, but there's a song on the album which I've written, which has got a lot of guest vocalists doing a line or two each.
Okay.
If you kind of get that idea. A lot of famous people singing together.
I get it, yeah. You know, kind of like a We Are The World or...
Yeah, legally different, but yeah. But yeah, that kind of thing.
Wicked. Give us a bit now. Give us like a chorus at least.
I can't.
Why? Are you stage fright?
No, I'm not allowed.
You can talk in front of millions of people.
I'm not allowed. I'll get fired.
Come on.
Danny, I'll get fired.
Well, you've only 2 weeks left anyway.
I know,
so
but I need this mortgage doesn't pay itself. And the album's not out till November.
I'll pay your mortgage for the next 2 weeks if you give us a belt out of tune.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Right, everybody buy a new house today.
How many houses has he got?
This is not how we're looking.
I've just bought a house for Dave and Alan this morning. So, thank you for that.
It's part of his portfolio.
Yeah. Brilliant, love of that. There's a line about designer sunglasses I think you could sing.
Wicked.
Yeah?
We all know how I love my designer sunglasses.
Yeah. Or there's a line about designer sunglasses and there's a line about royalties.
Okay.
So it's up to you. Well, see, I tell you what, I'll decide as producer what suits your vocal
style better.
You
let me hear it and I'll sing it for you, no worries.
I'll play it to you off the air. I'll play it to you during the news.
All right, wicked.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Right. No worries.
Well, that was good. We didn't get you in for that, by the way. That's a great
idea. Added bonus.
I should have just booked people for the show that I want on the album.
Listen, for the next while, you should have people come in, and part of being on the show is they sing a line from the song. Yeah. At the end of the 2 weeks, you have the song.
Or they pay us some money so we can pay some of our mortgage off.
Yeah.
It costs that. We should start charging now for people to come on the show. all right, well, look. Well, you and I will talk during the news, and then you'll go off and do your thing. Wouldn't it be amazing if I go on the radio tomorrow morning and go... Forget Will I Am being put in a headlock. Danny has recorded stuff for us already. He was on the show, he did it, and here we are. And we can play it tomorrow. Just the line that you sing without any music. Do you need tuning? Do you need much auto-tuning?
No, not at all, no.
Are you sure?
No. In fairness, I don't know.
Yeah. I've spoken to your engineers and they say, you do.
I do my own engineering.
Oh, do you?
You'd be speaking to me.
Now, is that because you're a control freak or it's cheaper
exactly
for you to do it yourself than get an engineer?
Both. It's cheaper and I'm a control freak.
Danny, come on, we're going for dinner. I'm mastering the album. I'll be there in 2 hours. I love that. Well, look, lovely to see you. And we never got that drinking. We're going to have to do that at some point.
Anytime. Now we can do it. We can do it straight now.
Do you want to do it now?
Yeah.
It's 8:30 in the morning.
All I've got to do today is loose women.
You must have some alcohol in here, right?
Oh, in the building, I'm sure. Check Scott Mills' desk.
Yeah, as always.
No? You do a shot? No?
Yeah. We'll do Jager bombs. Come on.
Woo! Oh, man, I did those two nights ago. My liver's still not talking to me.
Breakfast time.
Do you know what the trick with Jager bombs?
Is don't do them at
all. Number one, don't do them at all. But yeah. Or I just go, just go for the bomb bit and miss the Jager bit out.
Mm.
You know, that's always a good one.
Yeah, man, I got a gold medal in the 100 milliliters there two nights ago.
Oh, I bet you did. Oh, my God. You and the rest of the boys, I would imagine that is one dangerous night out.
You need to come out with us on, Tony.
Well, I tell you, we need to hook up because on the tour, we play three nights in Dublin.
Do you know what the venue is?
I would imagine it's the O2, the old point, I would imagine.
Oh, brilliant. That's going to be great.
Yeah. That's what I assume it is.
Not the Odyssey?
How big's the Odyssey?
I don't think there's an Odyssey in Dublin.
Oh, sorry, beg your pardon. Sorry, I'm in Belfast.
All right, no. Sorry, okay, yeah. Wake up, Dave.
Sorry.
How dare you? That distracts from the fact that I don't really know where we're playing Dublin. I'm sure it will be the O2, which that's the point, right?
Yeah, it's the biggest place.
Well, that would be great. Yeah, it's so weird. When you talk about breaking down stereotypes, when you look at all the dates for the tour and Dublin, we're there for like a month, you know. Jesus Christ, it's got Jesus in the title, and we'll go to Dublin, and that's it. If anything to do with religion or alcohol, you know, it just sells out completely.
Back home, it's called Jesus. Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ. Tell you what, they'll be saying that when they see how much the tickets are. €100.
Jesus.
good to
how
see you.
How much
man.
Are the tickets, though?
Oh, I know.
Are you
I
keeping them
know.
Low, so, you know.
It did nothing to do with me. What, for the tour?
Yeah.
Speak to Andrew Lloyd Webber. You think I have anything to do with that? You're joking. me and Melanie Cena, all we know is once they've sold the first four tickets, that's paid us for the week.
Done.
Jesus, talk about not making any money in the theatre. Unless you're Lloyd Webber. By the way, he was sitting on his ass in Barbados counting his money, getting somebody fan him and play the harp while they're feeding him grapes. We're sweating our nuts off in rehearsals. Anyway, that said, it's an amazing experience. I'm very proud to be part of it. Lovely to see you. Ladies and gentlemen, the lovely Danny O'Donoghue from the script. And the album is out next week, so make sure you get a copy of it. It's the script number 3. Thank you very much, Danny.
Cheers, mate.
What can we tell you about Charlie Sloth?